I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana News. An attempt to revive a substantial increase in the tobacco tax failed in the Montana House of Representatives. Representative Carrie White said this tax increase, which included a $1.50 tax per pack increase, just further creates a black market for cigarettes.
And I will say, in my mind, a tobacco tax, an increase in tobacco tax, affects the low-income people the greatest in an adverse way.
That may be true, says Representative Jim Hamilton.
I had that heartburn myself until I began to consider that a much bigger burden on low-income folks is health costs. That is a huge regressive burden for those folks, which we can improve if we can find a way to reduce smoking and tobacco use.
The Republican-controlled House Taxation Committee on a party-line vote attached a do-not-pass recommendation on Senate Bill 354. That meant it would die unless at least 60 members of the 100 representatives voted to overturn that decision. The effort failed on a 42-58 vote. The estimated $70 million a year anticipated from the tax increase would have gone to pay for a raise in nursing home workers and to help balance the state budget. I'm Rachel Kramer.